episode 15 of the Social Geek Swagger Jackers. Myself, Corvita, Caleb, and Jeff all sit around and talk about our new front feed room and a whole bunch of links there in the show notes from Deco.
Hey everyone, it's the Social Geeks episode 15, actually a weekend edition, trying to get everybody together when everyone has free time and Caleb decides to stay at his home state. So we're off and running. Small group this morning, only four of us so far. We're not sure if Wayne Sutton will be joining us later, but good morning everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Morning.
Definitely. So we have, one person apparently standing in the airport. That's Corvita. We have Jeff on his new netbook. So we have a new netbook person. We can talk about that. And Caleb, what are you on, the MacBook?
I'm on the MacBook, the Illumina MacBook.
The Illumina MacBook. So we're off and running. So we've already disseminated some bookmarks for this week. We've been collecting them together. We've taken a little time trying to get everybody on the same schedule, and we found out that we just need to go with the majority because we all can't get it together. So we'll start going with a majority roundtable and just call it a day. Forget everybody else. It's the only way to fly. So
yes.
All right, so tell us first, Jeff, about the netbook real quick.
It's an Acer Inspire 1. It has a gig of RAM and 160 gig hard drive on it, so it's pretty nice.
The camera, the Wi-Fi, everything?
Yes, yes. Wow. It's a pretty nice little machine.
Wow. And we're going to hit you first anyway, because everyone should know that we have a room on Front Feed now, the Social Geeks. It's been there, but it was kind of locked down. But a room where you can see not only the feeds from our bookmarks, but from the podcast, as well as conversations we'll start having during the podcast recordings will all be in the room. So for all of our listeners, you can go to friendfeed.com/thesocialgeeks and see all that and comment and like and do things like that. Because, Jeff, you're first up. You actually made the posting about searches inside of FriendFeed and save searches. And I wanted to cover that because I'm just getting back into using FriendFeed again. I was living in other netherworlds. So what are you saying you're creating searches that you're using repetitively? Well, he's doing nothing apparently but clicking the mic.
Sorry, I had a little issue there.
Could you hear us?
In post.
Yeah, no, it was just the mic was acting a little crazy. So what was your question?
You're talking about safe searches in FriendFeed. I'm just getting back into FriendFeed. They've changed a little bit. People are starting to hype it up again. But you did a good post just the other day about safe searches to optimize it. I didn't know they had safe searches.
Yeah, they just added it recently. Before it was called, they were called filters. Basically what it does is it allows you to, you do a search in FriendFeed and maybe you're looking for stories that are on about, say, the Social Geeks and you don't want to see everything about the Social Geeks, but you want to see posts that maybe five people have liked and maybe there's a couple comments. Well, you can refine the searches to your specifications. So you can kind of weed out just quick posts or people posting just links, and you can kind of get the stuff that's like really hot at the moment and stuff. So the saved searches really let you refine FriendFeed and kind of weed out just the people who are just randomly posting things on there.
Now, can you do like advanced searches, or is it just strictly a keyword? I'm looking at it now. How deep can I go with the searches or filtering?
Oh, yeah, you can get pretty advanced. You can do just a certain service. You can do ones that are just by certain people. You can do ones that are, like I said, just certain words in the title, certain words that are in the comments. So it lets you really break down the searches and make them the way that you want them to be.
Okay, so when you're doing the first search, it's going to prompt you who you want to search, right? Your friends or everybody. But then after you search, you get the advanced. That's why I couldn't find the advanced search feature, and that's after you do the initial search.
Right, and then if you like that search and you want to keep it, you can save it, and then it puts it over there on your sidebar. You can rename it whatever you want, because at first when you create the search, it just names it the actual search parameters, but then you can go back and change it if you want to say these are searches about, say, bacon. You can just say bacon search, and then it'll kind of makes it a little easier to know what exactly you're searching for.
Your bacon. Yeah, I do like that you can search for things that only have so many likes or comments to really get the topics that people either talking about or really was a good posting. I didn't even know they had that.
Right, and I actually have a search. Someone else created it. There's actually a really good group on FriendFeed if you're interested in checking it out. It's called the FriendFeed Save Searches Group. And, you know, people are putting all the kind of searches they're doing and new ways they're kind of tweaking the searches. I have one that, you know, it's for, like, upcoming posts. Like, someone's posted something, and it hasn't gotten, like, really hot, but people have commented on it. So it basically finds any post that has at least one like but doesn't have more than 10 likes. So you can kind of get those upcoming posts that you can see what's kind of hot at the moment before it, you know, really blows up. So it's kind of a cool way to get an upcoming, you know, what's starting to get hot on FriendFeed.
Can you share searches? I mean, not just post what's up there, but can you actually share it? Like, say, here, take my search and use it as one of your own?
Yeah, you could just put a link. You know, you could put a FriendFeed post and say, hey, I got this new search that searches for bacon posts that have more than 10 likes, and then I can just put a link to it, and then if you click on that link, it'll create the search for you. So yeah, you can share them.
Is it either you guys using it, Caleb or Corvita?
I'm using it just a little bit. I have one or two filters for some general sort of tech news, and I have another one for just Apple news. But I just started using it a couple days ago, and it's pretty good. I mean, the biggest, I haven't been using FriendFeed as much recently,
mainly
because I think I've started just following too many people, and so the stream is just getting really cluttered. And I also just don't have quite as much time as I wish I could to really dig in and comment and stuff. But being able to filter is definitely one of the key things. So if I know I come back, I just check those two searches, and I can get engaged really fast and not have to spend a ton of time digging in. So I think it's a really good feature. It's kind of hidden, and I think if they see a lot of people using it, they should definitely figure out a way to make it more part of the main interface.
Well, let me ask this. You brought it up. Do you guys use lists? I found out my home feed was ridiculous, so I created lists, and I can kind of jump in and out of different lists of people, you know, depending on what mood I'm in. Do you guys use the lists a lot?
Yeah, I have lists broken down. I have a list for just the social geeks, so everyone who's here on the podcast.
Right.
Then I have a list for all the people. I'm a big person, or I go to a lot of the social media club Kansas City events.
Thanks for sharing. You're a big person. Thanks for sharing.
I was trying to think what to say, but basically I go to a lot of the events for social media club here in Kansas City. So I have a group that's just everyone for that. Then I have some other people, you know, like Caleb and stuff for more techie and more developer type people.
Right.
And then I actually have a list that's just what people like on FriendFeed. So basically I subscribe to their likes so I can see the stuff they're liking too. So I have a couple people there that I have a list for.
Gotcha. Corvita, what about you? Perfect.
Actually, I'm using the list. I got that idea from Sarah Perez. I figured I'd try with FriendFeed first before using it with TweetDeck. But lately, I haven't done the save searches simply because the new FriendFeed UI I'm not a fan of. So I'm getting used to it, but I actually like, you know, I prefer to read FriendFeed in a more visual way. It helps me to skip through what I don't want to read, but everything now is just kind of conglomerated. I don't know what's a blog and what's a tweet, and I don't know. It's just a little too much for me, or too much digging that I have to do. So, but I do use the list. That's basically what I've been using now until I get more comfortable with the new layout.
Well,
but I haven't tried the save searches yet.
Well, you kind of segued us into the next part. Is even inside of FriendFeed, Jeff brought it up. How are you guys maintaining the list? Are you just keep adding to FriendFeed? That's one of the problems I have is I don't go back through and, you know, cull the list and clean it up and get rid of people. There's no tools to clean up FriendFeed. Twitter, there's a new one we're putting out Monday that if you guys haven't played with this thing yet, it'll hit everything Twitter Monday. But there's no way to clean it up easily in FriendFeed and get rid of people based upon some criteria. Does that make sense?
Very true. No, there isn't a way to do that. I definitely manually prune when I see things. I mean, I do the same thing with Twitter also. When I see any content that's just completely off, I'll click through to that person and see what else they've been up to. And if the latest content has just been very different from what I originally saw, I'll unsubscribe from them.
But Caleb, what are you guys using to clean up FriendFeed? Anything?
On FriendFeed, I haven't cleaned it up much, and I think that's part of the reason why I used it less. When I first joined, almost a year ago now, it was great because it was just following a couple people, and people weren't automatically adding all their RSS feeds and duplicating their Twitter streams. It was original content. And now a lot of it is duplicate for the types of people that I follow. And so, yeah, I do need to figure out a way to cut some people out. But the other thing that I've noticed, and it seems like a cool thing, but I think it may actually hurt them in the longer run, is so in the new redesign on the homepage, when you go to join, you can log in with Facebook Connect or Twitter. So that's nice. It's convenient. You don't have to enter your email and password again.
Right.
Okay. But if you sign in through Twitter, it automatically adds all of your Twitter friends as friends on FriendFeed. Not automatically, but it's like, okay, here are all those people, and you, with one button, click okay, it adds them all. So you start following all those people. And I found this out because I started getting a whole bunch of emails from FriendFeed all of a sudden, and I was like, why am I getting so many new people following me? And the main reason was because they've changed this login process. So I don't think it's in their best interest to have people follow a couple hundred people at once. They want people to come back and use the service, and I think for a lot of people that means less than 20 or 30 people.
Yeah, I was wondering. I go in there and I know I add people all the time, but selectively I add people. But then I realize it's too many people. I don't know what to do with them all, and it's too much information, and you know, when do you stop it? It just doesn't become overflow. And how do you maintain it? And FriendFeed, that's one thing they don't have, is a way to clean it up. You can keep creating lists, but all you're doing is adding more and more people, and it just becomes overburdening, pretty much, to me. I can't function inside of it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's where the safe searches come in, because, like I said, you know, I can create safe searches that are just my friends and that only have 5 likes and maybe 5 comments. You'll be amazed at how much stuff gets taken out if you just even say, I just want to say 1 like, because that cuts out any Twitter message that doesn't have any likes or any comments. So your stream kind of slows down a little bit, because you're not getting every single post that comes in. You're just getting, if you kind of filter in and kind of add the advanced searches, you're kind of just getting maybe what's hot at the moment or what's kind of popular by people who are using FriendFeed, rather than just dumping all their information on there.
Okay. Well, it was one of the things that, and then in reverse, Lewis was, we were hoping to catch him this morning, was talking about was, you know, maintenance on all your accounts, and how do you not only participate in all of them, but how do you keep them, you know, cleaned up? And I know it's a tiring process, but I'm focusing a lot of my energy in 1 or 2 places now and keeping the list really tightly controlled there, and then just letting information flow out to the other ones. So I'll participate in Twitter, and then when I comment, you know, that all hooks back in with Discus or Discuss or whatever and whatever. But I'm not out at 50 sites making posts. Like Facebook, I don't make posts there. I'll answer from Twitter that'll go into Facebook, but I never really go to Facebook to participate inside of there, things like that. Are you guys finding yourselves in like 1 or 2 products now, or how are you, you know, maintaining all the connections we have?
Yeah, I mean, I find myself, I use Twitter now to update my Facebook. There's a there's an application you can install called TweetFace, I think it is, or something like that I use, where basically all I do in Twitter is put a hashtag of hashtag FB, and that basically updates my Facebook status and obviously goes to Twitter too. So, I mean, a lot of times I don't even go into Facebook that much. It just kind of update my status or send a picture or something.
Yeah, I just tend to use Twitter at this point, and I have a lot of that feed into Facebook. And if someone comments on my status inside Facebook, I'll comment on it inside of there just so they see it better. And FriendFeed, I'm using more just to get some just information out of and posting a couple comments. But I don't come back enough to keep up with all the comments if I leave one. So I don't. It's better in Twitter because I can get alerted when I get the comments. And I know I could set up the email alerts in FriendFeed, but I don't want that email yet, right now.
I'm a Twitter addict. So that's where I am. And I have to stress, only because of the new FriendFeed design. I really have to find the time to sit down and readjust how to get the information that I want out of it. So I'm definitely going to check out the safe searches, guys, and I do appreciate the tip on that. But I'm in Twitter these days, point blank, period. I mean, if I'm not in, I've been using Feedly quite a bit more, Google Reader. That's it. I mean, it really doesn't go outside of Twitter these days. I've been in and out of Facebook, but it's Facebook.
Well, that summed it up, didn't it, right there? You said it. That's like me. It's Facebook. I don't go in there for anything anymore. There's one cool app that I did find that I'll share a link out that actually puts... It's a pretty cool Google mashup for Google Maps with where your friends show their locations. And that's kind of just cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is that one? So what is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I tweeted about it a couple of days ago. I thought it was awesome. I mean, there was actually a couple of things that were going on around the same time with Google Maps that I was seeing in my feeds that I were reading that I thought was pretty cool. I didn't know Google Maps was that customizable, but... I think it's pretty awesome.
Well, see, and that's what Wayne posted. Gosh, we are actually going through these in great segue. Wayne posted Facebook versus Twitter versus friend feed. What are you using? You know, basically, why are you using it? How much do you use it? And I find I push everything through Twitter and kind of watch that stream with, you know, Twirl or something else. And then the other one is, you know, I'll get into friend feed every now and then just to see the group listing. Like I'll click on the Social Geeks, you know, grouping that I personally have to watch you guys. Or, you know, may jump into the Lotus territory. But otherwise... Otherwise, we're not. I'm not going into the other ones at all unless someone sends me like a friend request or something. Don't all jump in at once. That's terrible. Thanks.
I am. I'm just in Twitter, point blank, period.
Yeah.
But I do post several things to friend feed. It just hasn't been as often since, you know, the new update and whatnot. But Facebook, not so much. I think. Shout outs to Sarah on this one, but she, as you guys know, she does blog for Channel 10. So there was a posting that she recently put up yesterday, actually. And it was Windows Mobile finally has a native Facebook application. So that may get me, I mean, that may get me to use Facebook a little more, but it's only for personal reasons. And friend feed is just, yeah. Twitter's my place, as always.
Well, Wayne brings up the point that they're trying to, in a way, they're all starting, to, except for Twitter, kind of on the fringe, imitate each other, where Facebook and FriendFeed look a lot alike.
Twitter swaggerjackers. Twitter swaggerjackers. I already posted about it, and I was completely upset with this new redesign from FriendFeed, just because I don't think the Twitter UI fits the way most of us use FriendFeed and how we consume the information. I honestly don't think it fits. I mean... Just a couple of changes here and there. Just can I get some visuals? Just some visual separations would really help.
Well, look what they're doing. They've got the almost kind of like the instant postings. They have the comments and the likes. They have.
Okay, how many of you pay attention to the instant postings on Facebook? How many people really click on those instant updates? It's not. Necessary. The real-time web is not necessary except for people like us who just needs that information ASAP. But for FriendFeed, I didn't need the real-time updates. Twitter, I'm glad they don't have the real-time updates. And for Facebook, it's just Facebook. Sorry.
And you realize you're going to have to explain for a lot of our listeners, swagger jackers, which I understand. I know exactly what you're talking about, but we have listeners that have no idea. What the heck you're talking
well,
about right now?
Swaggerjackers, it's a term, swag is a term that you usually use to describe someone's presence or, you know, how they portray themselves, their image and whatnot. And Twitter has a certain swag about it, but everyone's jocking. You know, everyone's jack.
Yes.
No, I think she said something and disappeared, so we'll see if Corita goes away. She actually said, it's probably an airplane close by where she's standing. It'd be my first guess.
Hopefully she is safe.
She's probably safe. And if she can still hear us, run as fast as you can because she's still online. So they're doing that. All of them are starting. There she goes. Starting to imitate each other. We'll dial her back in a second. Starting to imitate each other and try to take the best from each one. But will there ever be a clear-cut winner from all those is the question. And I bet she wants us to call her back in, doesn't she, while we're sitting here talking. Oh, and she's on Skype, but I don't know if she can do audio or not. But probably wants us to go ahead and... Whoops. So Corvita's now pinging me in the background, saying whoops, and trying to get back into the call. Should we let her back in?
I think
sure.
So.
All right. Be quiet for 2 seconds, and we'll add her. Oh, why is it me that gets stuck with all this? I'm not sure. You guys do this to me on purpose, I think, is what you guys do.
You're the best at it.
Yeah, here it goes. Hold on. We'll edit later.
Fix it in post.
Hello.
Hold on, let me edit you back in. All right. So we were in,
I do apologize.
We were in the middle of her explaining it to us until apparently she had a solar plane eclipse somewhere near the airport.
Like on AT&T.
So the idea was everyone's imitating each other, trying to find out who will be the winner. But unless you're like us and you play in all the spaces, most people only know about the one space. So imitating doesn't help them. Meaning of people that,
at all.
Right, that if you use Facebook every day, a lot of them, Twitter, whatever. If you use Twitter constantly, they go Facebook. You know what I mean? You don't have people in friend feeds totally out there in the side field. You don't have people jumping ship just because it looks like the other one. Or you know what I mean? If either you use them all for
exactly.
a different reason.
Exactly. If anything, if I saw a service that looked exactly like Facebook and was doing practically the same thing that I was doing on Facebook, why switch? Why not just continue where my friends are and stay on Facebook?
When a web service is just a click away, one bookmark away, just a couple characters in the address bar, it needs to be unique because if it's just 15% better or 20% better or has one extra little feature, it doesn't make sense to switch. And these services should really focus in on who are they trying to target, what type of person do they want to be using their service, and why would they think it's really cool. And for FriendFeed now, I agree with you, Corbita, that they do have a lot of envy around having more simple posts and trying to get more regular people inside. But I can't see FriendFeed being this mainstream service unless they really splinter out and do a lot more like what SocialThing has done now that they're part of AOL, is integrating into all these online communities and blogs and things and allowing just more social commenting and stuff. But I don't think they're going to go that way. I think Twitter really did solidify their position in the beginning by having an extremely simple and easy to understand sort of idea, and FriendFeed was a much smaller subset of those people. It's for people who have lots of friends that they follow and lots of different services that they use. And that group of people is just always going to be a smaller subset than the people who would use Twitter. And so trying to beat them at their own game seems not a smart strategy.
Well, I find that I'm not...
Agree. Why haven't they hired Caleb?
I don't know. Caleb has 17 companies, so hiring him would be a waste of time.
Okay.
Caleb has no bandwidth. See, he's out there, you know, making money, starting up, you know, all these startups, you know. Caleb, I think, actually probably lives in a mansion somewhere and doesn't really tell us. Is what
Dude, pay for my college.
Who has, I've met Wayne, so Wayne knows what I look like, but I mean, who knows? My picture could be totally different. I could be 50 years old.
He could be Shaq.
I could be on a major basketball team.
We don't want to know what
hey,
you're
Wayne
wearing.
He just contacted me. He wants to know how long before we're all done.
Probably in the next 10, if he, you know, feels like he's got time for us, you know, all, he can join in if he wishes, but you know, whatever he wants to do. But tell Wayne whatever he wants to do. But I think Caleb has a lot of those secrets. He's not telling us that he doesn't share across his social networks, and we're very unaware of some of the things he's doing. He's probably got another startup coming out next week, and he'll tell us when we record again. Oh yeah, by the way, I launched another successful company last week while we were gone.
Interesting.
You see, there goes. You hear that, Jeff? We need to get on the bandwagon, man. All right. So the last link we had actually was Corvita's, and it was about, you know, discussing their social media reactions. So another stream to the public where they're carrying, you know, you can make comments on their system. It would carry across different blogs. You could follow someone's commenting. It kind of brought it together, but now they're opening it to the public. Is that what you're saying, Corvina?
Yes, they brought it out. Originally, it was just on Mashable. I didn't even know this at first. I did a search because I'm not too much reading the major blogs these days, but I did a search for it, and Mashable had it as an exclusive feature, and it was enabled on my account, so I went ahead and posted it. It's probably, it should be very much public now, but at the time, this was like the beginning of April, so.
We have to turn this on. I'm just reading the bottom of your post. I didn't scroll far enough. We have to actually turn this feature on. It's not on by default.
Yes, it's not. It should be on by default, at least for Twitter and FriendFeed checked, but you can check FriendFeed, Twitter, Dig, Blogger, WordPress, YouTube, Vimeo, Picasa, Flickr type pad, mobile type, and they have an option for other services, but I'm not sure what that does.
So basically, what this thing
does. I don't know if that's like a custom thing.
So what it does is, if you in your post, you're writing about FriendFeed and their terrible new UI, and people comment on the blog, but also if they tweet about it, they use the URL somewhere, they dig it, all that information will flow back to your post, right? That's the main thrust behind this new feature.
That was a huge issue, actually, for comment fragmentation. I want to say last year, when I first got into this space, that was becoming a huge topic. And FriendFeed had also just come out, and that was becoming a problem, the fact that people were starting to post stuff on FriendFeed and not back on the blogs, and there was no way to pull that back in. So Discuss definitely got a thumbs up from me for being able to pull those reactions back in, especially for Twitter. But I like that they also offered other services for anybody who has like a photo blog instead of, you know, a regular blog, or sharing videos or something like that. So you can still pull those comments in.
So there's 14 of them listed, but the one that really interests me is, you know, they've got the normal, like you said, FriendFeed, Twitter, Dig, all that stuff, Blogger, WordPress, which none of it's alphabetical, but there's one called Other Services. And I have no idea what that is. It has a little icon, but I don't know what Other Services is.
Neither do I. I don't know if it maybe I don't know if they have like a backlist of other services that they can check for you. I didn't ask, and I didn't really, there didn't seem to be a option to define what it meant. So I just kind of left it alone.
Okay. Well, I'm checking just about all of them. I don't participate in some of these. So I don't know what some of these are, but even at the bottom, they allow you to do, of course, video comments. They've had that for a while, but allow people to comment with their Facebook profile. So you need your API for Facebook?
Yeah, they have the Facebook connection.
Yeah, apparently. But how do you get your Facebook API key? That doesn't make any sense.
You have to log into Facebook, and I think you have to be a part of the developers thing. I signed up for that when they were releasing like the new Facebook UI. They were giving a couple of people a sneak peek beforehand, mainly developer community, but that's one option to get it. I mean, that's how I got it. I'm not sure if there's a simpler way if you don't want to sign up to be like a developer and get the developer updates and stuff.
Okay. And then they link, you know, what's interesting. Oh, interesting. They link, if you look at this in Discuss, on the right under More Info where they do the social media reactions, they link to a help page and also UberView. And UberView, I already had a beta account for. I'm wondering what the relationship is between them. But it's a UI that allows you to reply to everything from one place. So basically, you track any conversation on the, you know, wherever they go on the web, and reply to them from one screen no matter where it is. And this is a new service, and it's uberview.com, UberView. We'll put it in the show notes. And apparently you can get a beta account pretty easy. But
that's awesome. Sounds cool.
Yeah, track conversations across social services, get comments on anything from all the different blogs, but it allows you from one interface to do it all. And they link to that from inside Discuss. So I'm wondering what the relationship is, and why they would link to them like that, but we'll call that a day.
So it could be, though. We'll call them about that. We'll email them or something.
We'll figure that out.
Maybe send Daniel a tweet.
There you go. That'll make sense right there. So what other stuff did we miss, guys? What do we have before we make it a nice, easy, you know, 45 today?
You had mentioned you had a link on there about Microsoft Vine.
Well, yeah, we were leaving that for Sarah, but Sarah didn't join us today, and there's not a lot of public info yet unless – has anyone here played with it?
No.
Well, then we're all shocked. I mean,
here we go.
We're Vineless.
We should talk about it exactly for that reason.
Exactly. I don't know. I've read it. I've tried.
What will we say?
Right. It's an aggregator of all sorts of information. They say 20,000 local and national sources, public safety, oceanic and atmosphere, missing exploited children, but basically giving you all the news on a map, which is cool. It's a mashup, basically, using the Microsoft map stuff. And, I mean, I get the idea. So this could be your news source, and I really like the idea. There's a lot of services that are trying to do this, but if they could truly bring in that many news sources, it could be overwhelming, so the filtering is going to have to be very, very strong, because there's a lot of things I wouldn't want to see. And what about people that wanted sports or stocks, and they wanted to place that on the map with their local town? You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that go into this. Would you guys use something like that?
No, simply because I like to keep my text messages and my tweets separate. It's combining my personal life and my online life, which I don't want. There's a reason I have separate Facebook accounts, so this would be pointless for me.
I'm beginning to realize that Corbita is very, very biased and doesn't like to use a lot of new stuff.
I don't mind using a lot of new stuff, but I'm past the whole bling phase of, you know, just because it's new, trying it out. If it's really not, I mean, there's just too much floating around. I'm kind of sick of signing up for services. I mean, and on top of it, I've stopped using a lot of services just because they don't support OpenID. I'm sick of typing in that login information all over again. So if I really don't see any pre-value before using your tool, I probably won't give it a try.
Yeah. For me,
it's nothing personal. It's overload right now. It's overload, and I'm trying to avoid it. And some of these services only duplicate functionality that I already find in other tools that I'm using, so it's really not that necessary.
I saw Microsoft Vine, and the main headline I got out of it was that it's supposed to be this communication tool when there's some sort of like little disaster going on. The project manager for it, when they started on it a year and a half ago, was saying she was inspired because of what happened after Hurricane Katrina and thought there should be a better tool to communicate with your family and give them updates on how you're doing in case there's an emergency. The videos on the Microsoft Vine page are all talking about what happens if there's a snowstorm and you have to go visit your family and whatnot. So if I'm judging it on that, about communicating with your family in a disaster, it has a network effect problem where all your family members need to be on it to find it useful. And then the other major flaw that I just didn't understand was, if there's a major disaster, is my internet service going to be working? And it does let you text message, but I'll just text message them. Why would I text message into the service that then they have to read? So that core issue of what I thought they were positioning it as doesn't really make much sense to me. And then all this other news, all right, they should just go to MSN Live if they're MSN people. So I just think it's sort of a combination of a whole bunch of stuff that isn't quite useful enough to download, and it will be maybe not even released. That'd be my bet.
Okay, so he just shot that whole thing down. so we're saying Vine is dead.
Important alerts and whatnot and updates. I mean, Twitter does that already. You know when it's popular because it's trending on Twitter. All you got to do is, you don't even have to take a visit to search.twitter.com. It's right there on the Twitter stream, you know, when you log in. So, I mean, it's like I said, we already have the tools necessary to do some of this stuff. However, you know, any Microsoft fanatics and who just wants, you know, the integration of yet another Microsoft product, they might prefer Vine over some of the other stuff.
Yeah.
Let's see what comes up. Let's see if anyone gets in the beta, and let's see, you know, what it really looks like when it starts rolling. Nobody's here in the beta, right?
No, I signed up for it.
We all signed. We signed up. We didn't get in. Nobody got in. They don't like us.
We got to email steveb@microsoft.com. Get Steve Ballmer to send us those invites.
I'm sure that'll happen. Miss Perez is mysteriously missing. She's probably caught in the vine and can't join us today. We were hoping that she would say something to us today, which is no big deal. Was there anything else we missed?
Twitter is still an independent company.
Oh, yeah. All right.
And it will stay an independent company.
Fine.
I hope so. I really don't want anyone to buy Twitter, just like I didn't want anyone to buy Facebook when it first came out. Now anyone can snatch up Facebook. But
Twitter. Can happen.
Yeah. Twitter, on the other hand, I would actually be pretty sad if somebody snatched it up. I'm not ready for that major change yet.
It won't be a big deal. So I know people have places to be today. Corvita, you're doing something nice for people, basically, right? Aren't you doing something nice today?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not even doing it anymore.
Okay, you were doing community service, so the heck with that.
I was going to do community service, but the person who I was supposed to be speaking to, we had time conflict, so.
Yeah. Right.
But, yeah, I'm still on for any type of community service, you know, at least around Atlanta. Something to do.
Apparently, and she wants it to be close to the airport.
Well, I would prefer it. I mean, for flying out, it's great.
I was thinking more about for the noise, but that's all right. We'll go with that one.
We're moving. We're in the process of moving. We're apartment hunting downtown in downtown Atlanta. So we're definitely making that move away from the airport. But my roommate, which is also my best friend, she works at the airport, so it's very convenient for her to be you know, 5 minutes away.
Well, we will just follow you on Google Latitude and see where you move to. It won't be a problem.
Okay.
All right, Caleb, where are you going to be coming up? Anywhere? Nowhere?
I'm going to stay in Miami, just relaxing. It's getting extremely hot down here, so we're going to stay in the AC and try and go to the beach every once in a while, but it doesn't get to happen that often, but staying in Miami.
So Caleb will be at his mansion. Jeff, what are you doing out there in KC?
Oh, just blogging and Twittering about bacon. That's about the excitement I got.
Excellent.
What is with you and bacon?
He's all about the bacon. He's, you know, Jeff is bacon and movies, and yeah, he's all psyched up right now. There's a whole slew of stuff going on, plus the social media club stuff. So, Jeff pumps out a lot of content. If you don't pay attention, he sneaks a lot of videos, and you post a lot.
Oh yeah, I pay a lot of attention. Like he's been posting a lot of good tips.
Yep.
And strategies that I think everyone should be using at this point. I have a bunch of your articles bookmarked, Jeff. This horrible. I need to sort through them. I mean, it's not horrible that I'm bookmarking them, but there's a lot.
Bookmark equals.
You've been writing some good stuff. So. Yeah.
See, for her, bookmark equals haven't read yet.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I've read them. Well, I've glanced over them, and I saw some things that were very much of interest, so I put them in my go over the weekend folder.
Yeah, you need to check out the friend feed stuff. I think it'll help you out with your friend feed needs.
Right. So friend feed, the room, the social geeks, your own private lists. We have the room open. Anyone can read and I think like and stuff, but we're posting all the main content right now just to keep it in flux. It gives us a little flexibility, but anybody can go in and view and join the room itself. We have a few people in there already. That's good to go. Yeah, you guys know our Twitter handles by now. If not, shame on you. Caleb is going to get a blog someday, or at least participate in a blog someday. And, Corvita, tell him everything Twitter will be moving servers.
We will be moving
it to its own WordPress environment, so a UI change later, and the amount of traffic is getting ridiculous. So we need to make some changes.
Thank you all for the love.
Thank you for the love, everybody. It's getting ridiculous. But, you know, it kind of helps when you got, you know, millions of users on a site that need stuff. That's it, guys. That's it. I've got to get out of here, too, and make some runs with everybody. And
oh, wait. One last announcement.
What?
Corvita Raven is the new blog editor of Mr. Tweet.
Oh, yeah. The community manager blog editor thing, right? Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, very cool.
Right.
Thank you.
So we'll put a link out there. We'll look for content from that. So congrats on that new gig there. And otherwise, guys, if you have nothing else, we'll wrap up episode 15 of The Social Geeks and plan on the other one and just go with the idea of the quorum. The most amount of people we get in, we go, and don't worry about the stragglers until they have some free time and work it out. Tell everybody goodbye, and we'll get on out of here.
Goodbye.
I was hoping a little more emphasis and excitement. It's bye.
Goodbye.
Don't call back.
Bye.